In this episode, we talk about, and it does feel a little bit woo-woo, but we talk about how to get the right energy and feeling through your home. Like you are spending a whole heap of money building this house and getting it right. You want to know that you're going to feel right. You want to know that the way you experience the home is right. So we talk you through our top tips of how to make sure that you get that process right. We really hope you enjoy it. Actually, this is something that both Krabashni and I are very passionate about. Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabashni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello, Krabashni.
Hi, Rebecca.
We have managed to do that without an Irish accent.
Why does that get an Irish accent out of you? That's what I want to know.
Hello, Krabashni. That is my Irish accent. We wanted to talk about creating the right energy in your home, and I think it's one of the really important things that is hard to maybe quantify.
Yeah, it is. It's like sometimes you walk into a house and you just have this great feeling and you don't know why you had it. Sometimes you walk in and it just doesn't feel quite right, but you don't know why not.
Yeah. Mm.
So what is the right energy in your home, and how do you kind of create it, keep it, nurture it?
And it's something you feel on completion, which when you're looking at a 2D plan, like a floor plan, it can be really hard to understand how that translates.
Well, unless you've done it before, you do it a lot, you won't actually be able to translate that into a 3D perspective, but then also how you're going to feel inside it until you've kind of done something and you've lived through it and you understand the consequence of it, if that makes sense.
Different people have different skill sets. I know, like, you've got that thing where we were cooking a dal one evening because I can't cook for anything, and Krabashni was trying to teach me a recipe, and she's like, well,
do make a lovely goat's cheese tart. I've mentioned that a couple of times because I'm hoping you might make one day again. Yeah, for me, with basil.
I made it
and balsamic
4 years ago, around the same time as I almost burnt down the house by going out when I had stuff in the oven.
It was really
like
yummy
4 hours. My point is that when we were tasting that, you were like, it needs a bit of this or this, can't you taste how it would change if you added tomato?
Yeah. So I guess what I was trying to say there was, like, sometimes when you're really familiar with a recipe and you can cook it and you can smell it, you can kind of smell what's missing through your taste buds, if that makes sense.
No. Not for me at all. But I understand what you're trying to say, but no.
But see, that kind of happens for us and for you in building. Like, you can look at a plan and you can look at that plan and you can feel it. You can judge it. You can imagine it, and you can know how that space needs to work to make you feel the way you want to feel in it.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking for moments. And we do these Q&As for builders, and we will often do like a floor plan review. And the first thing that people are doing, they're like, what do you think of this extension or the back room? You don't start at the back room. You walk through the front of the house. When I'm reviewing a plan, I'm like, I'm back at that front door. I've opened the front door. Is that swinging right? How do I feel in that space? What's the ceiling height doing? What am I looking at? What are the textures that I see around me? How's the palette coming together? What are the views? What's the light? You know, when we were talking about what we were going to discuss, like, the feeling came from different things. From it's like light.
I was like, hands down, it's light.
Yeah. And I said, it's also drama.
And then we were like, oh, actually,
it's kind of both. Heap of things that kind of feed into it. It's those moments of intimacy and the way you interact with it. A home, in my opinion, won't be a static thing. It's got life. It's moving. And if it doesn't have that life and that moving and that body to it, then it's like, it's cold. It's lifeless. Is this the place we want to live?
We say this a lot, but it also reflects your personality. And so when you embody your personality and how you want to see it come out, then you can translate that into the moments that you want to have around your house. And we kind of talk about this throughout our course, but also it's our mantra, my vision, my space, my moments. It's like this kind of continuum where, as Rebecca said, like when you ask someone about the back room, she's actually gone, whoa, let me go all the way back to the front door, because it's that journey. It's the same thing. When we talk about our moments, we need to work about the moments we want to have. How does that translate into my vision for the home? And if one of my visions is to have energy and create energy in the space, well, what is it that means energy to me? Because we're all different.
When I say vision and when you say vision, it may mean different things. So it's not that we're saying, like, what's your vision in terms of like a vision board and these are the images that that, you know, like how you want to describe your house, because that's kind of too far.
Yeah.
When you're starting,
ironically, everyone thinks that's the starting point.
Everyone thinks the starting point is like, what's the look of the house? But it's not. It's like, how do you want to feel in it? How do you want to relate and interact with people in it? Like, what are the things that are going to affect that? And then we start to build up from there a palette and a usage and a
design,
a space, right? So it's kind of the vision for how you want to live, like that ideal world, because that's really what you're trying to create.
And I think it's easy to say, okay, it's, for example, like it's natural light, right? So let's talk through, what does that actually mean, natural light? Well, it can mean a whole range of things. It can mean orientation. It can mean, you know, where you need to place your windows. And if you're living in a home that you're looking to renovate, that can be challenging, and it can also be costly if you don't have the right orientation, or if you're trying to add windows where you don't have the budget for it. So there's lots of challenges depending on what you are trying to, what aspect of energy you're trying to incorporate, and then what you're actually particularly trying to do. And I think something that we came across, it was a couple of weeks ago, we were seeing a lot of floor plans. And I think volume builders have actually come a long way in terms of how much energy they're putting into their designs from where they used to be sort of 10, 15 years ago. And we were talking about this to one of our builders about, well, okay, if you're picking a house off the plan, we need to make sure that that plan, that floor plan that you've found is ideal, is actually ideal for your site. Because if those two don't marry up, you're not going to get that energy that you want. You're not going to have that feeling in the home that you're trying to achieve.
Volume builders are, they're a fantastic solution. We don't teach one way or the other. We're kind of like, each of these types of builders and each of these methods of building and how involved or little involved you are, like, they've all got a place in the market and they've all got their space. Like,
that's right.
Very clear. We are not kind of two-dimensional like that. But one of the things you do need to be smart about is if you're using one of those plans, and this is probably because we've seen a lot of issues, it's not that the plan's any better or worse. It's not customized to the site, right? So I was, and I don't know if this is a different one than you were thinking about, but I was working on someone's plan. It was just on one of our free consults. We do 20-minute free consults. But she had a sloped site and she'd grabbed a plan from one of the volume builders and he was going to, or they were going to build the house for them. But what she didn't realize was that because of the orientation and because of the sloping of the site, she had no light. So it was going to be a really dark house. There was never going to be any natural sunlight get into that home. Now, that would have affected the way she felt in the home. And it wasn't because it was a volume builder that that was the case. It was because the selected plan wasn't appropriate for the site.
Absolutely.
And she didn't understand how to read the feels
and read the orientation and her topography of her land.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, which is absolutely fine. Like, you're not meant to have, like,
no.
That's kind of what we're doing. Like, we're trying to educate people. So, like, these are not things that you're meant to do. Some people do them naturally really well. Other people just need to be taught the rules.
You know, and just to be aware that that's something to think about.
Yeah.
I think it was a different person, but it was basically the exact same scenario, except this particular one also had an issue with really big, long verandas and covered space, which was also going to block that natural light.
Yeah.
But what they were telling when we were talking to them, I was saying, how do you want to feel in the home? Like, what are you most excited? This is one of the questions that actually kind of delves it out. What are you most excited about in your new home? And if it's like, okay, having great big open windows and having great big natural light or having lots of open spaces, you might have a range of different things. But that's one way to kind of ask yourself and then to go, oh, well, am I getting that in my design?
And then if you're unsure, maybe get some
Someone to look over it.
Because it's like for some people, you know, it's a skill, right? Some people are good at math. Some people are good at reading a plan. Other people are good at smelling the cooking flavors. never going to live that way. That's an important thing. So you've got light is obviously really important.
Drama.
Orientation. Drama. So compressions of space and these are probably on perhaps more sophisticated builds than your volume builds because they don't have the budget to build these types of things into their home.
More likely a custom build.
Yeah. Right? We're going to think about drama and our journey through the home. So the funny thing is we don't – like if we open up into a big space and that big space just continues, sometimes it can feel hollow. Size doesn't always mean good either, right? Height doesn't always mean good. It's really about the journey. So
that's such a good point. Too big, it's cold. Yeah. Too high, it's cold.
Yeah, so you've got to create intimate spaces that function for your family and are able to be dressed and have that intimacy through them through texture and tone and warmth and windows and all of these different things. But anyway, I was getting to like the journey through. Like if you go through a compression of space or a smaller roofline, and often people are like, we need to have everything really high. I'm like, well, that journey through a smaller corridor and then opening up into a big light space, like there's drama in that. And so there's this rhythm in your home. You know, we see people repeating the same element, like often it's an external element, like a pergola, like they'll repeat that element through and think that, like we look at it and we're like, that's really beautiful, but it's so simple. Like why does it feel like that? It's the repetition has created a drama and an expectation and it's beautiful.
I think another way is materiality, right?
Yeah.
What we often see a lot, when we look at a lot of drawings and floor plans and we look at people's mood boards, is sometimes we see too many materials and that can be confusing and it can also make it kind of feel clumsy and a bit cluttered. Not a word we like to use, but the simplicity and materiality, or even, and Rebecca mentioned texture, those sorts of things can also give you a really good feeling and a really good vibe and the right energy to your home. You know, sometimes you walk into a home and it's really sleek, right?
Yeah.
Or you might walk into a home and it's really minimal, but it's got this great presence.
Yeah.
So think about materiality as well and think about actually using less materials if that's something you're trying to achieve.
Well, and the types of materials, because I mean, I think we've all been into spaces like car showrooms, good example, that are quite cold, right? They've got concrete on the floor and a hard surface and windows. And whilst that's a very specific look and a look that works really well if you pull it off very well, minimal is actually very hard to pull off. And a lot of people say they want a minimal home, but they don't want a minimal home. They want a clean home, like clean lines.
Yeah.
They want elegant more than minimal because minimalistic is like
minimal.
Nothing. Yeah. Like so it's kind of like going through and going, well, have I got some warmth? And sometimes as simple as adding like linen curtains. But if you got like had sheer curtains that were a beautiful linen fabric as opposed to a polyester curtain that had a shine to them, think about the way that makes you feel differently. The light bounces differently. The sound travels differently.
They make you feel different.
They make you feel different. And that's like light, natural light, but also synthetic light.
Like, well, actually, that's light a good point too.
It's really important.
Like artificial light.
That's it.
is playing a huge part of how we feel in the home. And I had this problem in my house, right, because I'm super lazy. But when I moved in here, we have these fluorescent tubes in our ceiling, which – I hate, and I basically never turn on my ceiling lights, right? I've got this lamp, we use this lamp, and everyone, particularly my family, always comments on how dark it is in our living room. And I kind of like it moody and a bit of a more muted light. But I also hate our fluorescent lights. What I've noticed is, you know, with a lot of schemes where we've got people coming door to door and changing our light bulbs and doing energy efficient things, which is fantastic because I'm very, very pro for energy efficiency. But also it's about getting the right color and the right temperature off the light bulb to help us feel, you know, good in our homes in the evening time as well. So we can get quite white and stark lights. And where I go when I think about white fluorescent lights is Kmart. You know, you just walk into Kmart and it's so bright.
so bright. Because it makes all the colours pop.
Yeah. But it also wakes you up. So you can go into Kmart at any time and it's like, whoop, bing, 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 bing. I'm alert. I'm alert. I'm buying. I'm buying. I'm alert. I'm alert.
And they do it on purpose.
They do.
It's very manufactured, the buying cycle. I'm going to put you in the buying pocket.
You know, so when you're picking your lights for your home, when I think about that, and I think you do it really well, Rebecca, in your homes, you use different styles of lighting a lot than our standard down lights or a standard fluorescent.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of an uplighter. I'm a big fan on surprise and mystery. And now, look, you don't have to use expensive lights in every room, but I think maybe just thinking through the lights that are in the spaces that you use. Like if you're cooking a lot, like often people will put the down lights just behind their head, which means that they cast a shadow onto their bench tops.
Mm.
So you just want to think about positioning. You want to think about the temperature. You want to think about the ways that you can experience this room and whether it's floor lamps and positions of PowerPoints for those floor lamps, or like I'll do it in a more structured way. Mm. Like I'll have more different fixed lights for a room, like I'll have like an uplighter that I can put on at night, or like some pin drops that'll create drama in the hallway. And I tend to go for something that's creating drama and featuring different aspects of the home. So instead of having, like, I've got a Victorian house that I'm in at the moment, and instead of having your traditional kind of pendant lamp in the hallway, which is kind of dark and like it suits the tone of the house, but I've got two kind of directional spotlights. And what they're doing is they're highlighting, well, A, it's a beautiful ceiling, so it's got great cornices, but they're also highlighting artwork. So I'm thinking, and this is the other thing, I'm thinking furniture with floor plan and design, because I can't do one without the other, And light and all of these things kind of fly together. So, yes, I can make adjustments as I go. But the more I think about my journey and the energy and how I want to furnish and how I want to live, and obviously, like, yeah, great, I'm well versed at it. I'm good. I've had a lot of practice. I've gotten a lot of things wrong and I've learned a lot along the way. But it's that type of thing that I find really beautiful. So, yeah, the floor plan works and we've got the doors in the right spot so you can close off the back room for the rest. But there's more to it than that. It's kind of the height and the volume,
it's a jumble of
the light and the views, and like all of that thing comes to how you feel. And if you can't read that, have someone explain how that works to you, or maybe get, you know, like interior designers tend to be really good at this.
Absolutely.
That's what they're doing. They're taking a floor plan, your floor plan, and they're putting moments into it and they're adjusting things to make it more beautiful and cleaner. And
look, lighting is a really really difficult one. And just to jump back to lighting, if you need help with it, get help with it, because it's a specialized field and there's actually a lot of lighting companies that will help you along with the lighting plan. I remember we went through a lighting plan with one of our builders in the Q&A, and she had a lighting plan put together, and in the end it was too many lights. It was just too many lights. But once we simplified that and looked at where the light placement was going to be, we could kind of decide, okay, we know it's too many lights, but she needed that just a little bit more technical help. And so she went to see a lighting designer in a lighting shop, which just gave her that little bit of extra help to pick the right fittings for the right
space.
And
oddly enough, they gave her the same advice, was that she had so many different ideas that were running through that she didn't realize that she'd cluttered the space because there was too much happening. So you had no visual break or rest. There was stuff everywhere, whereas you need to be able to have your eye draw in a place and have a resting point. Like, again, important things are kind of like, how do we frame that image? How does that room frame when we enter it? And where does our eye get drawn? Like, what are the bits that we want to interact with? Are we going to cluster around the end of this bench? And does that need something beautiful to happen there? Because that's the moment and that's how we want to interact with people. And I think that's all about the feels.
Yeah, and that's really what creates the energy.
Yeah.
So there you go, a woo-woo topic.
I hope it's been really helpful, actually. We'd love to hear what your feedback is on
that. Yeah, let us know.
Like, that would be...
Did anything resonate with you? Did you feel like, well, that's an aha moment? Or did you go, I really struggled with that and this is my experience? We'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah, and again, look, if you do want a 20-minute consult, you can book them through Freebies on our website and you'll talk to one of us about your house, and it's just something we love talking to people about what they're doing. And also some of these things are really natural for us to pick up, but a little bit harder, and you don't want to kind of get into it and go, oh, why didn't anyone tell me that? Well, often we don't know the question to ask that's going to lead to the answer that, do you know what I mean?
That we need.
Yeah.
And look, if a 20-minute consult isn't enough, we also do a floor plan review. They're loads of fun, and that's where we also go through a floor plan and we can give you some more direct, pointed, you know, considered feedback.
Yeah, we've got stylists that help with that as well, and when you furnish in and all of this stuff, like, it's important. This is your home. You're spending
thousands
a lot of money.
Of
like, it is a lot of money if you think about how long you have to save that money. Like, you want to make sure you get it right, and you want to make sure that it feels like the home you're trying to create.
That's the name of the game.
Definitely.
Really wanted to sing that, but I'm not going to.
Well, until next time, before she does. Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.